I want to thank the Lord for giving us the privilege to be in His house again this morning. I appreciate being here, and I appreciate what I feel already. And I thank the Lord for Sunday school, and just good seeing everybody come in. And we welcome everybody that's here, and especially our visitors. And we got a number of visitors, and we want to welcome you. We got some folks that we wouldn't call visitors, but they haven't been able to be here for a while. And you're here this morning, and that blesses us too. And so we're blessed in lots of different ways. I want to draw special attention to one visitor we've got, Slate Hunter. I appreciate Slate being here. He's our grandson. He's a young preacher. And I asked him down in Kentucky a while back. I got to see him, and I said, I wish you'd pray about coming to Lima. I'd really like for you to come up there when you can and preach for us. And so he called me Thursday and said, Grandpa, would this weekend be okay? And I said, this would be perfect. And so looking forward to having you. And I'm excited that he's here and looking forward to him preaching after a while. But I have some scripture I want to read this morning to get started. This is in the fifth chapter of the book of Romans, chapter 5, verse 1. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And that's just two verses, but what that says, that says so much, those two verses. And I thank God that we have that hope, we have that grace, we have that faith. I'm glad that I have salvation by the grace of God. Let's all stand for just a moment for a word of prayer as we pray. Precious Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for letting us be here this morning. God, we thank you for each person that's here. And God, we praise you for letting us be here, letting us come to worship, just for having the opportunity. God, I suppose sometimes I take this too much for granted, but it's by your grace that we're able to be here. There's lots of folks that probably planned on being in church this morning. It's not able to be. And God, we're glad that you let us be. And we pray for this service, God, that you'd use it in a great and a powerful way. Just bless the singing, bless the preaching, bless the service, speak to people's lost. God, call them to an altar of repentance. God, we praise you and we ask you for these things in Jesus' name and amen. Amen. Please be seated. We'll turn over to the choir.
Page 144.
Thank you.
page 276.
Oh,
76. Page 76.
Thankful to be back in the Lord's house, especially thankful to be back on the Lord's house on a Sunday. It's been a little while since I've been gone, or since I've been here, and I've been out traveling for work, and I tell you, I've had to spend some time with the world, and I don't like it one bit. It's tough. There's sin all around you. There's places in this world that's nothing but sin, and it's hard. And I had this thought today, and just bear with me, pray for me. In the second chapter of Mark, it says, "And he said unto them, the Sabbath was made for man, and not man for the Sabbath." I really love that verse, and it means a whole bunch of different things, but one of the things it means is that the Sabbath was made for me. And I'm going to tell you why it's important that to come to the church house, and I'm going to go to Isaiah, the 56th chapter. It says, "Even unto them will I give in mine house and within my walls a place and a name better than of sons and of daughters. I will give them an everlasting name that shall not be cut off. Also the sons of the stranger that join themselves to the Lord to serve him and to love the name of the Lord, to be his servants, every one of them that keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it and taketh hold of my covenant. And them will I bring to my holy mountain and make them joyful in my house of prayer." I'm thankful this morning that I can find joy in this house of prayer this morning. This world out there, they'll try to deceive you with bright lights and fancy things and try and make you think there's joy out there, but there's not. The only place I've been able to find true joy is in the Lord and his house of prayer. It's good to be here this morning. I'm thankful I can get my joy back this morning. It's good to be here. We'll ask this time if everyone will, please stand on your feet. We'll ask if anyone has an unspoken prayer request. It's all over the house, lots to pray for. Let's really be praying for this service, really be praying for Brother Slate, and pray for conviction. I've got burdens here this morning I want to see get saved. It's important. Pray for Cooper. He's at Locust Grove this morning. He's preaching down there. That's where David Barnard's a pastor. Remember him. Anybody else got anything this morning? Remember that. Remember Greg.
Victory this morning. Pray for me.
Remember Brent Hunter. Is that Victory? That's awesome. Yeah, that's good. Just remember JD and Katrina. Appreciate that request. That's a good request. Absolutely. Just remember that. I was talking to Jordan last night. He had talked to Bryson, and Bryson said that his whole family is living at his dad's house right now, trying to, because they don't have anywhere else to go. So let's really remember that part of our country and Bryson and his family. Crouch's Creek. Yeah, appreciate that. Keep praying for my grandma. And my grandpa, he's been sick this week. He's feeling better, but he's having a hard time without grandma there. So remember both of them. Remember that. That's right.
Because all of, you know, a lot of these things that are going on in the world, that's just the world. That's yeah. the way it is. But if you don't have God in your life, that's the most important thing you need.
Amen.
To believe God. So please pray for Slade this morning as he stands. The gospel will go out and it will touch someone's heart and they'll realize how much they need God.
And Amen.
You know, we've got some here that have come to the altar a number of times. Yeah. My heart's desire is for them to get satisfied.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's pray for
that. Amen. Yeah, appreciate that. On that note, I'll also say to pray for Hudson. He's dealing with some confusion and trying to figure out where he's at and what God wants him to do. So just pray for Hudson. Pray for all of our children. We've got so many children here, and they're under conviction. And I say that, and I'm preaching to the choir here. I know that our church prays for our children. I appreciate that. I appreciate a church that'll labor for lost people. But I just feel like at this time we'll just go to the Lord in prayer, and I'll ask Mike Kessinger to lead us in prayer. Let's help her on. Yeah. Yeah, amen. Let's really remember that, church. That's Mike Kessinger. Lead us in prayer. We'll ask at this time if anyone has a song or a testimony on your heart. Just follow the Lord this morning. Whatever He wants you to do, it's important to do it. Let's pray for him.
Was born in a stable in a barroom. to town on. He borrowed a tune, but he wouldn't need it long. And the only thing he bought was me. When he shed his blood on Calvary, now redeemed. Auction block of sin, this world turned me down, and Satan told me you're nothing but hell bound. You're never gonna win, your soul's forever lost. But I heard how Jesus paid it all on that old rugged cross. And the only thing he bought was me. When he shed his blood on Calvary, now redeemed by his blood for eternity. Sins are all gone. I've been washed by the blood of the one who owns it all. And the only thing he bought was me. When he shed his blood on Calvary, yes, the only thing he bought was me.
Pray for us. I'd like to say it's good to be back home. Had a little vacation out west to visit some family, and I got to watch some of the services online, and what a blessing it was. The Sunday night service, I kept thinking, well, this is going to end, and it just kept going and going and going, and I'm laying in bed, Jackie's asleep, and tears just running down my face. It was such a blessing to be able to feel the Spirit even 1,000 miles away. But I'm thankful for a church that I come to that preaches the truth, and they tell you exactly how it is, and there's no sugarcoating there anything, you know. And this song just asks a question that I'd like you to think about while the preaching's going on. So.
As a child, I was raised in the church. I was taught about Jesus. I believe what was said and what I learned. If I were asked, I would say I've heard of Jesus. He was born in Bethlehem, and He died on a cross at Calvary. Then one day, Jesus spoke to me softly. He said, I came to die for you. He made it very personal that day when he said, I forgive you. Time's running out. Are you ready for his coming? Have you put your faith in Jesus? If you knew it was your last day, would you walk the aisle to Jesus? Would you bow down on your knees and call his name? If it's your last day, are you ready? For many years now, there have been wars across the land, trouble everywhere, and many people say time's nearing end. One thing we know, each one of us will die, no one will know the time. Death is no respecter of our age. If it's your last day, are you ready? Time's running out. Are you ready for his coming? Have you put your faith in Jesus? Bow down on your knees and call his name. If it's your last day, are you ready for his coming? Have you put your faith in Jesus, the one and the only? If you knew it was your last day, would you walk the aisle to Jesus? Would you bow down on your knees and call his name? If it's your last day, are you ready?
Appreciate those songs. Appreciate the singers. The Bible says, seek the Lord while he may be found. It's important to understand that after this life's here, there's no more seeking the Lord while he may be found. He can't be found no more. Where a tree falleth, so shall it lie. This is the last opportunity you got, is right here on this earth. When your time's over, it's no more. So it's important, if God's calling you this morning, to follow him, because we don't know what tomorrow holds. But I feel like right now I'm just going to turn it over to my pastor.
Thank the Lord for the privilege of being here. I thank the Lord for what I can feel this morning. I thank the Lord for the burden that I've gotten, desire to see people saved. And that's been expressed already quite a few times. And I just thank the Lord. I appreciate the choir singing, opening up, special singing. In just a minute, I'm going to turn over to Slate. I want us to pray for him, give our undivided attention, pray with everything that within us is, that make preaching easy for him, give him power to declare the word of God. And I want to tell you this, if you're here today and God speaks to your heart and you need to come to the altar, whether he's through preaching or not, it won't bother him if you come in the middle of his preaching. When is it time to come to the altar, preacher? Whenever God tells you. Whenever God calls you, that's it. And I believe God's stirring some people's hearts already. And I want to turn over to Slate and want him to just come do whatever he feels like, feel his liberty. Pray, pray. Brother Slate.
Say it's a honor to be here this morning, and really, I don't feel worthy to stand before you today. Look around, and I see so many people here today that's been such great oak trees to me in my life, and. It amazes me that God would take a little old sinner boy like me and give me just a little job to do for him. Boy, what an honor that is this morning. But I need your prayers. If it was up to Slate Hunter, he'd have probably stayed at the house this morning, just to be honest. I dreaded coming this way. Naturally speaking, boy, but I'm thankful that there's a spiritual side today that can cause some excitement and some joy. And y'all pray very earnestly this morning. We may read in the 10th chapter of the book of Daniel. And if you want to turn with us this morning, we may read the second verse and then maybe the 11th and the 12th. Tenth chapter of the book of Daniel, in the second verse, it says, "In those days, I, Daniel, was mourning 3 full weeks. And the 11th verse says, "And he said unto me, O Daniel, a man greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak unto thee, and stand upright. For unto thee am I now sent. And when he had spoken this word unto me, I stood trembling. Then he said unto me, Fear not, Daniel. Listen, for from the first day that thou didst set thine heart to understand and to chasten thyself before thy God, thy words were heard, and I am come for thy words." And that's all we feel like reading this morning. Like I said, y'all pray. And I began to think about those scriptures there, and you can read there and gather that something was showed to Daniel, and here Daniel was. He began to pray unto the Lord and ask him. And y'all just pray this morning. We may not be before you long, but we'd like the Lord to pass by. That's what we're searching for. And I thought of Daniel here, and he said he prayed and he mourned for 3 weeks. My friend, I've been in a spot before in my life when something's weighed heavy on my heart, and I've prayed and I've prayed and I've prayed and thank God. When is it finally going to come to pass? Or God, when are you finally going to show me what happens? But listen here, friend, there's good news. It says that for from the first day that thou didst set thine heart to understand, thy words were heard. And y'all just continue to pray. But I thought of Daniel, Jeremy. Oh boy, I'm thankful today that we can humble ourselves before the Lord and He can hear our cry. I think of that song sometimes, "A child, your cries have awoken the master." Friend, I don't like that song at all. You say, "Preacher, that's odd." Friend, my God, oh, He never rests, my friend. Oh, He's sitting up in heaven. He ain't sleeping today. My friend, any hour of the day that you call upon Him, He can hear our cries. Y'all continue to pray for us today. But boy, I thought about that, and boy, God, how He hears everything that we call up to Him. But there's some things, listen, friend, there's some instruction in here this morning. There's some things we got to do. Listen, friend, it says, "Since the first time did thou set thine heart to understand." My friend, I'm thankful today that we can set our heart to understand. But listen, it says, "In the chastening thyself before thy God. You say, preacher, I don't know what that word chasten means. Friend, that's to humble oneself or listen to correct for the purpose of reattaining a transgressor. My friend, you continue to pray this morning. We'd like the Lord to come through in a great way this morning. But listen, friend, I'm thankful, Jeremy, boy, for the chastisement of God. Boy, what do you say, preacher? I'm thankful that through the chastisement of God, He showed me I was a lost and dying man. All that I didn't have, a place in heaven. Why the chastisement of God? Preacher, ain't that mean? This morning I feel like telling this story, don't know why. Here recently my dad resigned from the church he's pastored, and Stone's little boy Riker was in the car one day, and Stone told him, said, Riker, Papaw resigned from his church. And he said, Dad, why? And y'all just pray, I'll get to the point in a minute. But listen, Stone said, well, Riker, God told Papaw that he was done there. And Stone said he got big tears in his eyes. And he said, Daddy, is Jesus mean? Listen, friend, I'm glad to report today all that he was able to say, no, son, Jesus isn't mean. Listen, friend, the chastisement of God, is not a bad thing, Jeremy Martin. But it's a good thing, my friend. Without the chastisement of God today, I would have never known that I was a sinner. Friend, and because of the chastisement of God, he was able to show me where I fell short and show me, listen, that his son came and died for me on an old rugged cross. He took those sins upon himself and died just for me today. And if you're here and lost, he died just for you. Friend, how could a man have that much love? Listen, friend, that man Jesus was not just any man. The Son of Man, the Son of God, a 100% man, a 100% God today. And he's calling to you. You ought to move this morning. Be in a hurry. If the Lord calls, come unto him. Friend, it's the best thing you'll ever do. Listen, the chastisement of God. Let me catch a scripture over here. You all continue to pray. We appreciate your prayers, but listen, friend, it says, furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh which corrected us, and we gave them reverence. Listen, shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father of spirits? That's talking of God this morning. Listen, it says, and live. My friend, I'm thankful today that through the chastisement of God and what His Son done for us many years ago, we can have life today. Listen, it says, for they verily for a few days chasten us after their own pleasure. Listen, but He, speaking of God once again, for our profit, listen, friend, that we might be partakers in His holiness. Preacher, what do you mean? Listen, friend, you can be a partaker of holiness this morning. What do you mean? You can rejoice. You can worship, friend. You can serve the Lord. But you must chasten yourself. What do you mean? You were talking about the chastisement of God. My friend, we have to chasten ourselves. We got to get ourselves out of the way. This man you look at, he ain't worth a dime. Ain't worth anything. Full of sin. Full of sin. But listen, friend, I'm thankful that once I get this man out of the way, listen, that man on the inside, my friend, many people fail to separate the twofold man today. But I'm thankful there's something down on the inside, down in my heart, my friend, that God saved, made white as snow. Listen, so that I can rejoice, and I can worship Him. Let me get this next verse here. It says, now, no chastising For the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous. My friend, if you've ever had any chastisement in your life, you could probably say amen to that this morning. It's not fun, Jeremy Martin, to be told, friend, you are a sinner. Oh, that's what God did to me. Oh, He told me, Slate Hunter, you are a sinner. Oh, you fall short of my glory today. Oh, but thanks be unto God. Listen here. Oh, it says be joyous. seemeth to be joyous. It says it seemeth to be joyous, but grievous. Listen, nevertheless, afterward, listen, friend, it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness. Oh, thanks be unto God today. Oh, that it yieldeth the peaceable fruits of righteousness. What do you mean, preacher? Oh, listen, friend, once I got saved, listen, I was able to serve the Lord. Oh, friend, you can eat of some of that good fruit. Oh, friend, you can yield some fruit, Jeremy Martin, if you get yourself out of the way and let God have His will in your life. My friend, where are you at today? If it'd be all right, Grandpa, we'll get us a song. We'll get Brother Taylor to come sing, if you would. And we'll ask everybody to stand. Come help us, Grandpa. Let me get a drink of water here. I've become a dry preacher. Friend, you can have all those peaceable fruits of righteousness today and sing whenever you get ready. You can have that peace, that fruit, all that peaceable fruit, friend. Oh, listen, if you don't have the Lord in your life, maybe you have the Lord in your life, you've just walked away from Him. Oh, friend, there's no peace in that. There's no peace in that life. How do you know, preacher? Oh, I've been there today. I've been there. Listen, God told me I was a sinner. Oh, and I was lost and undone. My friend, I had no peace about me. Oh, listen, until one night. Oh, one night up there in Dayton, Ohio. Listen, friend, the Lord spoke to me. Oh, listen, I chastened myself, Jeremy. I got this man out of the way. God don't do the saving of this flesh. Oh, He saves what's on the inside. He saves what's on the inside today. You have to get yourself out of the way so that God can do His work. Sing when you're ready. Listen, friend, if you're here today and God's calling you, He wants to do His work in your life. He wants to give you peace, unspeakable peace, unexplainable, my friend. We're so undeserving. There's a song. It starts off and says, an unworthy sinner is all that I am. My friend, each one of us can stand here today and say, I'm an unworthy sinner. Oh, but can you then say, I'm saved by grace? Oh, my friend, I'm thankful I can stand and say, I may be an unworthy sinner, but I'm saved by grace today. Saved by grace today. Wouldn't you come this morning? If the Lord's calling, would you come? Listen, friend, not because of what I say, not because of what Terry may say, or your parents, or anybody else, because of what God is saying to you. The Bible tells us never a man speak like that man. Well, I found that to be true in my life. I've never had to question when the Lord's speaking to me. No one's ever had to tell me. And He's speaking to you today. Would you come? Would you come this morning?
Somebody surely needs to come. Come on. Obey the Lord. Obey the Lord. Please obey the Lord. Amen. Thank the Lord for the preaching of the gospel. Well, my mind went back during that preaching, my mind went back to when I was lost and God was speaking to me, how bad I felt, and I didn't like to feel that way. I remember thinking when I was in church, I wish they'd hurry up and get done so I could get out of here. That was a foolish thought on my part. I thought, I don't want to feel like this. I don't want to ever feel like this again. But I'm glad God kept calling me and letting me feel that conviction inside, that chastening, as he was using the word in the scripture. I'm glad God kept calling, even though I felt bad. When I look back at that now, I thank God with all my heart that he spoke to me that way and caused me to feel bad enough to realize that I was lost and on my way to hell. Likewise, after I got saved, when I got in a spot where I wasn't following God, I was a transgressor, and God's Holy Spirit would convict me of that, and I'd need to come and repent. Now, I don't know anybody's heart here today, obviously. I can't read your mind. I can't see your heart. But I know what I felt in the preaching, and I know the burden that I have right now. In just a minute, I'm going to ask them for another song. I'd like for every one of us today to take a little personal inventory, see just where we're at and just how we feel. Where are we with God today? If you're not where you need to be with God, I would recommend and suggest that you get that fixed this morning. If you feel God's Spirit touching your life at all, you can get it fixed. And so go ahead and sing again. Whoever's here that needs to come, please come right now. Please come. Please come right now, right here. Let God help you. Let God do for you what only God can do for you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord that we've got a God that's able to help us no matter what our problem is. Would you just come right now? Come on. Come. Come while it's time and opportunity. Come while you got a chance. Time's running out. Time's running out. Now's the day of salvation. Now's the acceptable time. If you hear his voice, harden not your heart. Please come. Please come. Please come. Please come. Please come. Come on, buddy. Come on, buddy. You want to pray? Just kneel right down here and let's pray. Come pray with this one, church. Pray with this young man. Thank you, Jesus. Please, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Please, my Father, help him. Satisfy his soul. Please help him, Jesus. Would there be another one come while we're praying for him? Would there be another one come? Come on. Obey the Lord. Please come. Please come. Please come. Got another one to pray for. Church, praise God. Please obey the Lord. Help us, God. Thank you, Lord. I thank God for these that's come. I think some others need to come. Come on. Whoever's here and God's calling, you're the one that needs to come. Amen. Man, I'm glad the Lord Jesus is here this morning. Praise God he's here. I feel him. Thank you. And if God's calling you, you come. Thank God for these that's come to pray. God's able. Lord. It's come, and one that didn't get satisfied and went on back, but these others, other two that cheer, we just want to let them tell them just what's happened, buddy.
I just started to know God in my heart.
Did you get saved? Yeah? Amen. Thank the Lord. I knew that's what you meant, but I just wanted to make it clear. What about you, buddy? And did you get saved?
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Yes. Isn't that wonderful? I'll just thank the Lord. Let's get a song, shake hands with them and their families. And anybody else that needs to come, please come. I appreciate these testimonies from these two young men. Their testimonies touch my heart. Let's all stand and sing a song. Come around and shake hands. Hey, shake Slate too. Shake hands with Slate while you shake hands with these two. Amen.
Yeah.
service. I thank God for these two got saved, and I asked them if they wanted to join church and be baptized, and they both said, yeah. Could I hear a move? We receive them as candidates for baptism. I reckon a move in second. Everybody in favor, just raise your hand. Amen. All right. Thank the Lord again for what he's done today. Anything on anybody's heart, something to be said or done before we come to a close? I don't know how to work out a toast. Ladies, welcome. Come back tonight.
Amen.
And but pray for service tonight. In any case, just pray and pray. And boy, I appreciate those moves, and I appreciate people coming and getting saved. But we got a host of people I'm still burdened for. So don't quit praying. Just keep on, press on into it. All right. If nothing else, time to come to a close. We'll ask everybody seated to stand. As we look to the Lord in prayer, we ask Brother Billy Ray to pray and dismiss. Amen.